This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio. 1652. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 17th, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Korea South, Libya, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mali, Mauritania, Nigeria, North America, Oklahoma, Sarawak, Somalia, Spain, Sri Lanka, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week, we mentioned that there are four Asian stations at the same time on 4750, heard in our North American mornings. Now Wolfgang Büschel has sorted them out, monitoring around 1200 UT January 12th via remote receivers in northern Sweden, Moscow, and Tokyo. There are two Chinese stations. CNR1, which is listed as from Hilar, was the dominant one he was hearing, and it was only 1 hertz below 4750. The other Chinese at Qinghai, spelled with a Q, was 11 hertz low on 4749.989. Bangladesh, which we often hear, was on exactly 4750 to 3 decimal places. And the other one we hear in North America, and it's usually a matter of deciding whether it's Bangladesh or this one, is, of course, Radio Republik Indonesia in Makassar. And Wolfgang Büschel measured that one 48 hertz low on 4749.952. Of course, some or all of these may still vary a little bit. Indonesia is often rounded off or actually measured by others to 4749.96. January 11th at 1333, as late as 1420, I was hearing one or two of them. I think it must have been Bangladesh at first and possibly Indonesia later, rather than either of the Chinese. However, which one may dominate at which time may vary a lot from one day to the next. BBS in Bhutan, we would love to hear well here in deep North America, but Ron Howard in California hears it well on the West Coast on 6035. He says, this year I've heard an extended schedule past 1600 UT, January 1st, 3rd, 7th, and 12th, but it's erratic. On January 12th, PBS Yunnan was interfering until it closed at 1500. Partasarathi Goswami in nearby West Bengal on the same date says Bhutan was still going at 1755 UT on 6035, but with low power and interference. Causing considerable consternation and concern was some wideband interference, noise covering most of the 11 megahertz band heard 3 evenings in a row, January 12th, 13th, and 14th into the following UT days. It was first reported by Gilles Letourneau in Montreal. He and I both suspected at first it had something to do with the 11780 transmitter in Brasilia, which is normally a very strong signal during our evenings. Whenever this noise was heard, it could not be heard, or if there was anything on its own frequency, it would be noise as well. Gilles' first report was at 0150 UT January 13th. It lasted from 11450 to 11900, tapering off at each end. It was then monitored by many others in the DX Listening Digest group, including Mike Mayer in Wisconsin, Jorge Freitas in Brazil, and especially Don Moman in Alberta. The time span varied from night to night, but it had been heard from as early as 2200 past 0600 UT, but never during other times of the day when the regular AM signal of RNB or RNA could be heard on 11780 if it was on the air at all. This noise, of course, interfered with many other signals on the 25-meter band depending on their relative strength. And in fact, Since there are other sources of noise of a local nature, I found it easier to spot this noise from Brazil, as it turned out to be, underneath somewhat weak AM signals from other stations, such as New Zealand on 11725. It resembled DRM, except it wasn't limited to only a 10 kilohertz bandwidth. Steve Lewis in Houston, Texas, also says, could this be a DRM test gone terribly wrong? It's the most severely out-of-whack transmitter I've heard in almost 50 years of listening on shortwave. This caught the attention of another Brazilian monitor, Flavio Arcangelo, PY2ZX, who said, I sent reports to Radio Nacional da Amazônia, and I hope to receive information from Brasilia. Congratulations for the usual astonishing job in shortwave monitoring news. And then he followed up a day later. I telephoned EBC, the federal government company that coordinates stations, including RNA. I'm not sure the problem is fully corrected, but now the technical sector for sure have the feedback. EBC is studying buying new shortwave transmitters, including those capable for DRM. That seemed to have done the trick, as on the fourth night, the evening of January 15th, everything was back to normal. No more wideband noise, and RNA heard as usual in AM on 11780. However, on January 16th, at 2208, Robert LaFore reports hearing a great signal on 11780, but there were some brief noise bursts on and off, so maybe it's not over for good. But I was listening later on that evening, and when I tuned in, everything was okay. Let's hope it stays that way. You can read much more about this, everybody's monitoring observations, in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 13-03, via worldofradio.org. For those hearing some of our earlier broadcasts, this news from Tom Taylor about a change in schedule for Radio City, which apparently originates in Canada. At least its Yahoo address is there, but transmitted via IRRS, not from Italy. There'll be a transmission Friday, January 18th at 19 to 20 UT on 7290, and actually from Italy on medium wave 1368, repeated Saturday the 19th at 9 to 10 on 9510. Martin Roth in the Netherlands was hearing Chinese station 20 hertz below 5970, January 10th at 1402 with Western pop music and Chinese announcements, but it was not the CNR1 or CNR2 programs. And it was off when he rechecked at 1418. This was presumably the other station listed, Gan'an PBS. He listened 24 hours later, and it was in Chinese as well as Tibetan, and also went off at 1418. And also reported by Bruce Portzer in Washington, January 12th at 13 UT. S. Hasegawa in Japan says Japanese DXers are also monitoring it, and there's a parallel frequency, 3990, heard at 2010 UT. Or it might be closer to 3991. I was looking for Gan'an in my atlas, but it's not the one in Inner Mongolia, far from Tibet. According to the World Radio TV Handbook map, it is transmitting from Hezuo, H-E-Z-U-O, which is near Lanzhou and Xining, much closer to but outside of Tibet. More than once, Pat Blakely in South Carolina has noticed Cuban numbers interference to WBCQ on 9330. Around 0700 UT, January 13th, both voice and all the digital noises they are now mixing in with the numbers transmitted by voice. He says, did Alan Weiner do something to get the Cubans mad at him? Ralph Perry in Illinois continues to monitor the recently reactivated Ecuadorian, 80 hertz above 3380, Centro Radiofónico de Imbabura in Ibarra, January 9th, from tune-in at 10:16 until fade-out at 11:15, with a good selection of Ecuadorian folkloric music. He says until 1100, all the announcements were the brief recorded echo announcements, driving everyone crazy. It's too boomy to comprehend amid the noise on the 90-meter band. but a different morning program started with a live announcer at 1100. But he still doesn't quote anything resembling a definite ID. Tom Taylor reports that Hamburger Local Radio schedule is now every Wednesday and Saturday at 05 to 08 and 11 to 17 on 7265, in between 08 to 11 on 6190. So, World of Radio may be heard not only on Saturdays, but I hope also on Wednesdays at 0630 and 1630. By the way, the publicity he provides and from the station never mentions that it's on upper sideband. According to Wolfgang Büschel, it's USB plus carrier. But the upper sideband contains about 90% of the signal. Alokesh Gupta reports that All India Radio is now on WRN. You'll find it on their list of stations with its own page where you can listen to their daily program at 2100. However, I do not find it on the latest revision of their North American schedule, so I assume it's one of several programs and stations WRN provides on demand via their website. So there would not be a chance of hearing it actually on shortwave via WRMI. Ron Howard in California presumes he's heard Radio Republik Indonesia Nabire on 6125.22, January 16th from 0758 to off at 0829. It was first noted as being used in late November by Atsnor Ishida and also reported by Dave Volko, who confirmed the offset frequency in December. Ron heard all dialogue until 0820 and then nonstop easy listening pop songs until it suddenly cut off the air. He said, "I'd hoped they would switch over to their other frequency, 7289.93 variable, but they did not, and that frequency was silent till past 0930. Reception was poor, but it was slowly improving and fading in on 6125.22. January 12th, around 14 UT on 5920, I was hearing something which, according to listings, must have been the Kurdish service from Iran. A rather odd time to be hearing Iran in North America on 50 meters, but this was very close to my sunrise and their sunset, so it would be a gray line reception, probably could even be short path rather than long path. And I heard it again a few days later. Some 2 months after Cuba usurped their frequency, NHK World Radio Japan finally moved out from under Havana, 11880. Both were in Portuguese at 2130. As of January 12th, I was hearing Japan instead on 11960 via French Guiana. Regarding our previous discussion about how KBS World Radio is attempting to broadcast to North America and to Europe on frequencies which can't possibly propagate, this eye-opening comment comes from Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight. It reminds me of when I was a KBS official monitor. I was in contact with their frequency manager. Getting them to consider frequency changes was a real battle. It seems they are adamant that they stick with long-established frequencies, such as 7275, 9515 and 15575, which have been in use for decades but are rarely heard, mainly due to interference. Band selections to match propagation conditions towards the target areas were never done correctly. I came up with several clear out-of-band frequencies, all of which were rejected. It looks as though the dedicated antennas for North America, 40 degrees, and low bands for Europe at 328 and 305 degrees have not been maintained because of the use of overseas relays, hence the use of 81 degrees for 6045 and 15575, which, as I've pointed out, are aiming at Honolulu and Buenos Aires, hoping to get some signal into the target areas of North America and Europe. They have no antennas that can go above 16 megahertz. Therefore, they've never been heard on any higher frequencies, which would offer better long-distance reception at certain times. In the end, I gave up regular monitoring as all my comments and suggestions were never taken up and I felt I was wasting my time. Meanwhile, I see in DX Mix News and Aoki that they have at least shifted the time of their morning broadcast in English to North America. It had been at 12 UT when they had the Canadian relay, but now it's at 13 to 14, 1 hour later, on 15575, the direct frequency aimed at South instead of North America. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio number 1652. Our website brings you a lot more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in St. Louis, who sent a contribution via PayPal to woradio@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in the mail in U.S. funds to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Lest we forget, Radio Libya is still active on 11600. It's reported by Mauro Giroletti in Italy to DSWCI DX Mendo, January 5th at 1520 UT, with a local program and ID, straight fours reception. Mikhail Timofeyev in St. Petersburg, Russia, also reports it, January 6th at 1928 to 1948. Arabic talks and IDs, modern Arabic songs, guitar music, strong but fair only due to deep fading and local noise. And Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, reports Libya. What he tuned in January 13th, but there was no signal as early as 1415 to 1453, but it was on when he checked at 1529 in Arabic with a phone interview and ID at 1532. During this hour, there is, however, adjacent interference from Israel on 11595. Oh, Georgi was listening, as he often does now, because of his high local noise level, via a remote receiver in Holland. On exactly 6135, Ron Howard in California reports Radio Madagascar. After recently being absent, it was heard again January 12th from 1439 to 1451, mixing with Yemen on the same frequency. Madagascar in French, Yemen mostly Islamic-sounding singing in Arabic. Both usually sign off around 1500. Here's another shortwave country trying DRM. Don't know yet if it's just testing or a permanent change, but Hiroshi in Japan via S. Hasegawa reports that RTM Kajang, Malaysia is heard now in DRM on 11885 in English at 10 to 12 UT since January 5th. However, the decode rate is poor in Japan. It says it's the transmitter number 4 of RTM Malaysia. Thanks to Clara Lissenspreken and Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener for a BBG press release of January 15th, which says the Voice of America French service to Africa can now be heard in war-torn Mali because they're on an FM transmitter in the capital, Bamako, 102.0 MHz. Kai Ludwig says, this was already the frequency of Africa number 1 in Bamako, according to WRTH. Had someone just clicked over or changed patch cords to relay a different station, throwing off Africa number 1, or was it already off, terminated earlier as a result of going bust without the money from Libya? It's not unusual for medium wave DXer Bruce Conti in New Hampshire to hear Mauritania on 783 kHz. But in his International DX Digest from the National Radio Club, he reports January 7th at midnight 35, he confirmed it was Mauritania by paralleling the weak shortwave frequency 7245. This had been off the air for several months, and I've still not heard it around the time it used to be active, 06 to 07 UT. So I wonder what hours it is audible, or is it very sporadic? Keep an ear on 7245 for Mauritania, and also check their alternate frequency, 4845. A long-time mystery signal has finally been solved, just above 6077 kHz. Heard in Sweden and elsewhere, it was very weak and hard to understand, and it was thought to be in Spanish or maybe Portuguese from South America. However, Thomas Nielsen of Shortwave Bulletin in Sweden says it is a spur from Radio Kaduna, Nigeria, 6090. The audio was too low to get an ID. However, James McDonnell in Nigeria was hearing a spurious signal from Kaduna near 6077, according to Mauna Ritola. So Thomas Nielsen went back and checked his best recording from December 17th and found these signals not only on 6077.156, but a parallel to Kaduna on 6089.856. According to James McDonald, the spur on 6102 is much weaker, and that has not been heard in Sweden. I ran across a very weak signal with rock music on 15067.6 AM, January 13th at 2140. They sent some Morse code, not CQ, but CZ over and over, and I identified a couple of the songs played, only heard it for a few minutes. But the address announced was channelzradio@gmail.com. So I sent them a report, and in less than an hour received a reply confirming that it was Channel Z, who knows where. And in fact, he was broadcasting with only 18 watts. Since January 13th, Bruce Winkleman in Tulsa and I are no longer hearing KEOR on 1120 from Sperry and Catoosa near Tulsa, which had been playing nonstop Mexican music, never any announcements or IDs, for the past 3 months or so. It is a 2-kilowatt daytimer according to its license, but it was often doing this even during the night hours. We are surprised that, as far as we know, no one outside Oklahoma ever reported hearing this to the major medium wave DX news bulletins. Anyhow, it's off the air again, but we may not have heard the last of it, as they have a construction permit for 10 kilowatts day, 7 kilowatts critical hours. S. Hasegawa in Japan reports a frequency change by Radio Free Sarawak at 10 to 12 UT via Palau as of January 10th, 15425, replacing 15420. At least we assume it's still via Palau. It's not clear why they would need to move, as there's no adjacent or co-channel interference known on 15420 or 15415. From Garowe Online via Yumber Gaviria, an article headlined, "Puntland President Celebrates Fourth Year Anniversary in Bosaso," has a pertinent mention. The president noted the government would soon complete radio station facilities with shortwave capacity, and a new government website will be inaugurated soon, Puntland being that region of Somalia. Pat Blakely in South Carolina says he's still hearing the hour in English from Spain to North America at midnight UT as of January 11th on 6055. With lots of interference from Cuba, 6060, it takes the sync detector in LSB to make it listenable. Really good news, however, because Spain was supposed to be gone for good. Please listen to them and let them know you are listening, so their broadcasting will continue. Since our last observation, there have been at least two more instances of Radio Exterior de España inexplicably relaying China Radio International in French instead of its own broadcasts as scheduled in Spanish, January 11th at 1500 on 17715. And in the Radio Escuras group, Rubén Ferraz Pedroso in Paraná, Brazil, was wondering why he was hearing CRI in French January 11th at 1700 on 17715, which is also a scheduled time for Spain. It's been quite a while since we've had a confirmed report of the clandestine for Sri Lanka Voice of the Tigers, but here's one from Michael Ford in the UK, DSWCI DX Window, on 11550, Saturday, December 29th, on the air from 1530 to 1630. It's via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, with 100 kilowatts in Tamil. There was an ID and some talk and lots of local songs and music during the first half hour, then some commentary, more local songs. It's the same frequency as WEWN, but over there in England, it was very much in the background. Bruce Fisher in Massachusetts was enjoying very good reception of the Voice of Turkey in English on an unscheduled frequency, January 16th at 1340 on 17755. Unfortunately, I'm afraid this was just a mistake, as they forgot to change frequency after the German broadcast until 1330 on 17755. This happens occasionally. However, this is exactly what I've recommended for much better propagation in North America, and probably also to Western Europe, if they would just keep the English on the higher frequency. That is, instead of 12035. In Hardcore DX, Mikhail Timofeyev in St. Petersburg reports that low-power private station in Ukraine, 60 Hz above 11980, Radio Dniprovska Kvilia, January 13th from 0840 to sign off at 0914. As usual, they were relaying the Ukrainian Radio First program at first, but at 0855 went to a local program with folk and pop music. And after 0855, there was interference from CRI via Kunming. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria tells us the only shortwave broadcast of World of Radio he can receive is Sunday at 0500 UT on 5830 WTWW. Also, Ed Insinger in New Jersey says it was good to receive your broadcast in the clear today, Saturday, January 12th at 1830, on WRMI 9955. I'm hearing the 15825 transmitter of WWCR again putting out modulation spur spikes around 15630 to 15680, and also around 16,000 kilohertz. This was from before 1400 to past 15 UT, January 14th, 15th, and 16th. Mike Baraclough tells us Voice of Hope plans to restart shortwave from California. It tends to get back on the air this year. The site is on Chatsworth Peak. The FCC has reissued licenses for 9975 and 17775, the old frequencies of KVOH. The primary target is Cuba, the Caribbean, Northern South America, and possibly also Spain and North Africa. The antenna has been overhauled. It's a marvelous dual log periodic beaming due east from Los Angeles on a mountaintop location. They have a 30-year lease for the land the antenna and transmitter buildings are on. The current owner is a former partner of the late Dr. Otis. That's according to an email from Ray Robinson in California. Dave Vauquin in Pennsylvania, Stephen Wood in Massachusetts, and Craig Christ in Virginia, among others, have been hearing harmonics of WCKL Family 560 AM in Catskill, New York. Even during the daytime, these are odd-numbered harmonics, the 7th, 9th, and even 11th, on 3920, 5040, and 6160. The 26th Annual Winter Shortwave Listeners Festival is coming up March 1st and 2nd, just outside of Philadelphia. If you'd like to attend, consult www.swlfest.com or send a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 3292, Allentown, Pennsylvania, 18106. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued January 14th. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 12 and 4 on January 18th. Solar flux is up. No lower than 130 January 22nd to 25th, rising to a peak of 155 February 3rd and 4th. That's World of Radio, number 1652. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.